David looked at the lifeboat nearby. It was true, the boat was big and heavy. He thought to himself, "I sure hope I never have to get on that thing, rowing to get it anywhere," he thought. "I like a good workout, but that would be a bit much."
"Hey, look, the Statue of Liberty's coming up," Beth said happily.
David looked toward the front of the ship and realized the ship's captain had steered the ship closer to the statue to give the passengers a good look before the ship left the New York area. David looked into the water below the ship. He whispered to Beth, "We shouldn't be on a cruise ship right now. I don't know. This doesn't feel right." Beth cocked her head and looked up at David.
"You've got another bad feeling, do you?"
She held on to David's arm.
"Try your best to remember, at least for a few days. We're on vacation. You can save the world when we get back. The city'll still be here."
"Hope so."
A nearby passenger loudly continued a conversation someone had begun about the Statue of Liberty.
"The French gave it to us a few years after the Civil War, and the thing was totally rebuilt in 1984.
The passenger stopped talking because he could hear another helicopter approaching from the south, and he didn't feel like competing with the noise. Another passenger airplane approached from the north, ensuring all the passengers' discussions would be interrupted one last time before the cruise ship chugged by Liberty Island and then out to sea.